got greens, beans, tomatoes, potatoes, chicken, turkey, lamb, hog. Oh gosh, is that how the song goes? I got it wrong. It's not tomato. There's not tomatoes in that part, right? It's greens, beans,
potatoes.
I forgot how the rest of it goes. You got greens, beans, potatoes, turkey, chicken, ham, hog, block. Why are you laughing? Why are you, I don't see you coming up with it by memory.
You forgot everything. That's okay.
I mean, this song only comes up once a year. And ironically, half of the things on this list I may not be having for Thanksgiving this year anyway, which we'll get into later. But, so it's going to be beans, greens, you name it.
Wow. I pray for you.
Well, hey, I don't know. What about you? What are your Thanksgiving plans?
I'll be alone this Thanksgiving.
Oh, that shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, well, what can you do? I don't really have anywhere to go, so.
No friends?
All my friends are booed up. They're going to their partners' families.
I see.
Yeah. You see how that works?
I do see how it works.
I might, you know, there's a couple of things that I wanted to do. Try some new recipes. You know, make a dinner for one, get obnoxiously drunk, catch up on some shows or something.
I know there's
I'll call my mom or something like that.
Of course, yeah, you have to call mom. And there's a coworker of mine, actually, who offered her house for those who don't have places to go for Thanksgiving, aww, which I thought was really nice.
Sweet. I don't do potlucks with people I don't know.
All right. I mean, I'm not saying you have to do that. I'm just saying.
Even if I know them or if I worked with them, it's kind of suspicious.
Not suspicious.
I'm just saying, because the things that I've seen on the interwebs, I've seen how some of my counterparts cook, and it is high alert for me, you know, with the different types of pets that they have around the type of sanitary upkeep that I've seen. Mm. And especially in the world of COVID-19 where we live, I am very cautious about what I put in my mouth, especially from other people's homes. So
that's the beginning of that statement sounded wild, but then you clean it up with
no, you were trying food. To take me there, but I have evolved.
Okay.
And I flew right past it, but I'm just really cautious about whose hand I eat from, because you can't eat from everyone's hand.
Yes, and you shouldn't bite the hands that feed you. So
there's certain hands you can bite, especially if it's dirty hands.
I disagree with that statement. Why would you want to bite
if the hands are dirty? I don't want to be fed. That's what I'm saying.
Correct, but you're not biting those dirty hands to be
no
just a. Clarify.
You want me to choose violence, but I will not go there with you.
No violence today. Nothing but peace, love, and happiness, okay? That's nothing but that. Sophisticated ignorance.
You slide it right in, didn't you?
Nope, don't do that.
Skirt, skirt.
Queen of the block.
I am evolving, okay?
All right, here we go again. Welcome, everyone, to a holiday edition of Sophisticated Ignorance.
Welcome, everyone.
Yes, we are here. We are still kicking, and we are getting ready for Turkey Day, which is an asterisk, because for some people that don't eat meat or turkeys or anything else, it's just going to be
it could be tofurkey.
Have you had tofurkey?
No, I like meat in my mouth.
Okay. So, see?
Because when you set it up before, and I said something, you said,
I'm above it. And then you
I'm still above it. Who doesn't like meat in their mouth?
By a show of hands.
Do you like meat in your mouth?
I like food in my mouth. There it is.
So you don't eat meat at all?
I do eat poultry.
So meat goes into your mouth?
One would say.
Would you say that?
Not on the show.
Okay. All right, so I don't see the problem.
Oh, man. I enjoy all types of food. That's the answer. in my mouth or... Oh, I was about to say in my mouth or otherwise, but there's no otherwise.
See, now you are taking it somewhere else.
All right. Nonetheless, yes, we count us as your holiday guide for this upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Specifically, we're just going to talk through things that the do's and don'ts, what you should and shouldn't be doing. I mean, especially with COVID out there still reigning true. Yeah, we're just going to kind of talk about our own guidelines of how to approach the holidays and make sure that you have a good Thanksgiving with friends and family you may or may not like, because that is real. Because, you know, not all skin folk is kin folk. Not all kin folk is good folk. So, you know, put that on a t-shirt. Okay. Oh, man. So, first things first. We want to talk about food. Or, you know, probably we should throw it back to, you know, Thanksgiving BC and how that experience used to be. I don't... Do you think people are still doing house hopping? Because remember the days where you could, like...
You start early.
You start early. You jump to multiple houses, you know, before it would get dark. And you would at least be walking away with 3-4 plates. 5 at best. And have room for leftovers.
I think with COVID now, that would... Well, it depends on who. Because there's some people who still don't give a fuck about COVID. And they're going to do what they want to do.
Which is
so wild. There still might be house hopping. But I think there's some people who are really cautious now. And trying to take the initiative to be more conscientious of COVID now. Mm-hmm. So I think they're like restricting... a couple people to the house. I know that's why my mom's not having Thanksgiving, so that's why it's no big deal for me to go or not go. So I'm like, if you're not having it makes no sense for me to go anywhere.
Correct.
So I think there won't be as many house hoppings. I don't know what the rules are. I saw Fauci saying something about max 18 people. I'm not sure where you got the number.
People where?
Well, there's people with big families, like, alone. So, that doesn't include the nuclear. It doesn't include the nuclear. It's, like, mom, father, children, then brothers, grandma, grandpa, sister, and maybe their kids. So, maybe max 18. I'm not sure where you got the number from, but... if you have a larger family, I'm not sure how that'll work. You're just going to have to do it. I know there's some people who have gone to the extremes that say you can't come to their house without a negative COVID test. Mm. And they do temperature checks at the door. There's some people who still do that.
Wowzer.
But then again, in this day and age, people are just faking vaccine cards, faking COVID results. So you can't trust anybody. It's like we're living in Raccoon City.
Shoot. Big T virus energy. Yes, it's giving Walking Dead more dead than walking. But ultimately, I mean, yeah, I know last year, you know, the guidelines when it came to Thanksgiving, it was like, yeah, social distance. You know, if you're going to eat outside, make sure to eat outside. Obviously, it is very brick to be in outside like that. So I don't know. That may not be at the table, even though there are places that still have like outdoor dining and stuff like that. But in the sense of like a family gathering, it's like, yeah, make sure if you are bringing, you know, food over, make sure that you clear it with the host and make sure that, you know, you're sanitizing cutlery and all these things. I don't even know if people are actually abiding these type of rules anymore, because we have gotten very fast and loose with COVID lately. Especially now with the boosters coming out, for those who are fully vaccinated, you're able to get the booster. shot, and that should certainly help when it comes to immunity. But I think there's certain people that I feel like, all right, yep, I'm getting the booster. I'm outside once again. And that's not exactly how that should work. So, I mean, regardless of your vaccination status, you know, I just feel like, you know, big family gatherings like that probably is just not the wave. Because I remember back in the day where, you know, one, it's you have a full family. You have to cook a lot of food. You have a full mm-hmm. family that you have to cater to. You have to cater to the immediate family in the house. You have to cater to the people, the passerbyers, the people who pass by. You know what I'm saying? And that is a lot of work. I just remember, yo, the amount of dishes that we had to wash when we were younger, when it came to Thanksgiving, was ridiculous.
Maybe I was spoiled. My grandmother definitely had a different type of mentality. She would start cooking the night before.
Yes.
She would wash. Well, I know it's a sudden thing to wash greens, but we had callaloo. Mm-hmm. We had rice and peas. We had goat. We had oxtail. We had ham. We had turkey. All of that stuff getting prepared the night before. Lasagna. Then the day of, you make all the, like, kind of cold stuff. The macaroni and cheese. The
of course.
Potato salad. We never had cornbread. I always wanted cornbread. Nothing like that. Yeah. Just regular stuff. Stew, chicken, rice and peas, butter, whatever. Then you have that. You have to take food out first. This is a staple for mm-hmm. your family. And put that to the side.
Absolutely.
And then you put out the rest of the food on the table.
And make it all nice. You have to have
make it all nice and pretty. Holiday
decorations. Make sure
then the people start coming in. They bring a little punchin, a little rum, a little babash, whatever they want to bring. They come in, they sit, they eat, they drink. Some people stay, get drunk the whole night. Some people come.
Respectfully.
They leave and then come back at the end of the night. Cause
you got to get the last of the food.
Got to get the last of the food or the last of the rum. Mm-hmm. That was really what was on people's mind. And I guess all the women just cleaned up. I when I was younger, the kids, all we did was play Nintendo and spin around like our head was off and just kept spinning in circles until we got dizzy and passed out.
Must be nice. It was always like, yeah, all right, we had Thanksgiving, we had all the dishes. Yeah, we have, like, you know, pork and turkey and chicken and mac and cheese and baked.
I thought you didn't eat that stuff.
Back then. In the day, this was the menu. Similar to you, very, you know, full table. You know, you mm-hmm. have, you know, collard greens, you have all these things, callaloo, you have, you know, as I said, pork, you have all these dishes. And, yeah, you know, usually it would be family would pop in, pop out. You know, you always have that one person that comes at the end of the night on some, yeah, I just made my rounds, this is my last stop, and... You know, they're expecting there to be a full plate of food when it's just like, yeah, that's not, you should have came earlier. But ultimately, the day after was the most dreadful because now outside of, and the packing the fridge game was always a challenge because, you know, it's not to say your fridge gets bigger, but everything in it, you now have to configure and make sure the door closes because mm-hmm. if not, then you have to unpack again. It's a whole nightmare. And then the next day to walk into that kitchen and see just the pile of dishes, like on some cartoon style, big pile of dishes and just be like, damn, who's washing it this year?
Right.
And it was either, you know, the siblings just tag teaming together to wash them or one would tackle it or two would tackle it. Either way, the day after Thanksgiving was never the fun part because there was just so much cleanup.
But how was Thanksgiving now for you though, like right now versus the past?
Well, it's different. It is different. I remember last year Thanksgiving was pretty small and contained. This year's shaping up to be unique. I don't think there's going to be as much of the menu as it used to be in the past. It's definitely going to be different. This year, it's going to be quite the vegan menu. You know, certain members of my family have now turned to a vegan lifestyle. which is fine in theory, but when it comes to Thanksgiving, it's just like, wow, we're going to be eating.
Right, that's the day where you want everything and everything. You know, you have to have the staples.
Well, I don't know what a staple, like, I know that there are different people who, like, cater to, like, different styles of Thanksgiving. There's, like, a vegan Thanksgiving. There's, mm-hmm. you know, like, a strictly keto Thanksgiving. Like, I know that there's different mm-hmm. styles of Thanksgiving depending on people's diets and restrictions where people kind of cater to that and create a whole menu off of that. But if you're in a mixed family with mixed dietary restrictions, it sucks. Not sucks, but in certain cases, the menu might lean more one way than the other, right? I mean, you're never going to let... Everyone's not going to be happy, you know what I mean, right. with the menu. But as long as you... I think it's important to find a balance where it's like, yes, all right, this one person might be vegan, but we could still, like, cook fish, or we could still have, like, you know, some pieces of turkey or a chicken to cater to those who do eat. So hopefully that's the case. I don't know. We'll see when I land and see what the menu's looking like. I know, me and my girlfriend, we're personally going to be contributing some salmon, probably some Brussels sprouts, you know, probably a dessert just to
have things. That does not sound like a Thanksgiving staple.
It doesn't.
You know what's Thanksgiving to me? Mm-hmm. You know, I rattled off all the Caribbean dishes.
Correct.
But if I go to, like, one of my southern friends, like, I'm thinking that's a Thanksgiving meal, you know. Turkey.
Turkey should be the number one answer. I agree.
But it's not. Turkey's not. For my family, we love pork. Pork.
Do you like turkey?
I do. I do like turkey.
Okay.
I do like turkey. I enjoy turkey, especially when I went upstate and I had my very first Thanksgiving and we made our own turkey. A bunch of college kids. We didn't go home for Thanksgiving, and we did our own like Friendsgiving. It was the bomb.
That's
we had turkey, mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes,
right?
I made that one.
Stuffing. Mm-hmm. You have or dressing. I don't understand the difference, but it's
definitely
the same
stuffing.
Thing.
No stuffing for me. Stuffing.
I think stuffing is a northern term. Dressing is a southern term. But it's essentially the same thing.
Okay.
I love cranberry sauce. A lot of people don't.
Big mood. Cranberry sauce is a
you like cranberry mood. Sauce? Good. Oh, I love cranberry sauce.
Yes.
Candied yams.
Yam me up, baby. Yam me up.
Yeah. See, those yams are different from Caribbean yams, right?
Oh, yeah.
Caribbean yams where you eat salt fish.
Do not
take but that this kind of yam.
Don't try that. Yeah, no, that's a different taste. It's a different taste palette altogether. Oh shit!
And this is something that Black people don't really make, but it's always been a staple. I don't know why. Recently saw it: green bean casserole with fried onions on top. That's a thing. I don't understand. I've never tried it.
It's a thing.
It's a Thanksgiving thing.
But I have not seen it in my Black ass household. That is more of a French's white dish. casseroles usually fall in the category of highly Caucasian households.
When I think about what you're saying with this whole vegan kind of Thanksgiving that you're given this year, mm-hmm. I'm thinking tofurkey meatloaf.
No, that's vegetarian.
I'm thinking quinoa.
Quinoa? Say
quinoa,
it one more time.
Quinoa.
Yes. Okay. There you go.
What?
You said.
Did I say quinoa?
I think you said quinoa.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My Caribbean was coming out. My bad. don't crucify me to the cross.
Caribbean people don't even.
Some kind of. Yeah. No. We mispronounce words. That's okay. I'm human. Nah, chickpeas. Gluten free stuff.
Girl, gluten-free is...
It doesn't taste bad.
If you could achieve a gluten-free Thanksgiving, then God bless your insides.
But, like, salmon, I'm cautiously looking at you. How much salmon you bring in for the peoples? Salmon's expensive.
I mean, yeah. And not like a huge... Not the huge full...
You gotta bring it out. Maybe. It's Thanksgiving. You... Man, if you don't got the whole... Alaskan
spread. Yeah, we're gonna see how much we were gonna bring, but I mean, enough obviously for a few people. I think it's gonna be a few people. Like, I'm gonna say at this point, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 of us, you know, at best. So, considering that number, you know, bake as much as is needed, but it's not gonna be like, you know, 3 trays or anything. But, you know, either way, as I said, people have their restrictions. It's so, thankfully, I don't discriminate when it comes to food. So I can eat anything, in essence. Because at the end of the day, it's all about flavor. You know what I'm saying? If you're if you're going to throw a tofurkey or some fake meat on it, as long as it's seasoned well, to me, at least there's some effort. Don't bring the not meat and it tastes like cardboard. And don't do that to me.
The Beyond Meat.
I will never see you again.
Yes, you will. That's your family. You'll see them again.
But this is going to be a side eye. There's going to be a side eye every single time.
Might be a side eye, but you'll see them again. And you said that you're bringing your girlfriend, which is also interesting because I know during the holidays, there are a lot of single folk out and a lot of them also want to go to their like family's houses to impress them and say, hey, I found a significant person, you know, that's in my life and I'm involved. But a lot of people don't have that luxury. And, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, for certain people, like bringing your significant other to like Thanksgiving or the holidays comes with a lot of pressure. I think certain people don't want to deal with that, right? Because they know their families. They know the type of, you know, questions that they may have. Some people may not be prepared for that type of intimacy. Oh, and this is all contingent on, you know, how much the family may know about the partner or whatever. If this is like, yo, you've been my girl for like, or you've been my partner for like a couple months, Thanksgiving, holiday time, and this is like the first major meeting, that's a lot. You know what I'm saying? But if, you know, the family's like familiar with your partner, they, you know, they've met a couple times and then the holidays come around, it's not as much pressure as, yo, this is the first time you're going to be seeing all my family. You know what I mean? I feel like there's a difference.
It's a huge difference. But for those people who don't have anyone and like really single and just want to show out because they're tired of being single every year at Thanksgiving, you know, I've seen now that the holidays are coming up, they have a lot of holiday packages to rent a boyfriend, rent a girlfriend.
Yeah, rent a boo. Yeah, that's still a thing.
You heard that? I've never heard of that.
I've seen some.
Rent a boo? Is that a website?
That's not the trademark.
Can I rent a boo for Thanksgiving?
That's not the trademark, you know, brand of it. But yeah, I mean.
You might be onto something, though.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the service is out there. It's called Tinder. It's called
Tinder. Wow. Other
dating apps.
But there's guys like really offering themselves, and I know they do this on a low. So I saw this Thanksgiving package that I just wanted to share with you. It has different installments. There's a silver, gold, and platinum package.
Wow. Wowzer.
And it comes with a cute picture. You know, you can have a picture just to post, I guess. You know, it's Instagram worthy. You know, that's the wave now. But the silver package is, guess how much?
$500.
Oh, you are expensive. It's $75 plus a plate of food. Wow. $75. This guy's rate is very low, so I don't think he thinks highly of himself.
The worth is low for me.
But it's $75 plus a plate of food, 2 hours at dinner, matching outfits, and he'll tell a few jokes.
Matching outfits? That's...
Matching outfits. Are you going to be matching with your girlfriend?
Coordinating, I bet. I don't personally like matching. Like, coordination.
That's a lie.
Matching, no.
That's a lie. You love to match.
I've never been a matcher. I love to coordinate. I love a good coordination. But us looking like Tweedledee and Tweedledum, I can't do that. That's just not in my spirit. But if anyone else wants to be, you know, like double mint twins, then go for it.
What happens if she wanted to do that?
Once again, I would highly advocate for coordinating.
So you wouldn't listen to her needs. Got it.
I didn't.
So the gold package.
Right. Strike that from the record.
Continue. Gold package is $150 plus a plate. You get 3 hours at dinner. A cute backstory on how we met. Details about what I do for a living. And he'll call your dad Pops. Wow. Wow, it's giving.
Just for $150. That is a lot. That's what? That's $50 an hour. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
All right, sure.
That's not bad. I mean, it's reasonable. You quoting $500. I don't know if anybody's going to pay you $500 to rent you for a date for Thanksgiving. I'm just saying. I know you want to put your rates higher, but you might have to tack it down just a bit lower.
This is the holidays. This ain't no regular, yo, I'm coming over for Easter or something.
Maybe you might agree with the platinum package. The platinum package is $350 a plate plus a to-go plate. He'll be there all day. Mm-hmm. Tell you I love you in front of the whole family.
Wow.
Kiss your mom on the cheek. And help clean up after dinner. I know that's a winning point for you. That is a winning point for you.
Okay, so let's review. For $350, someone's being the perfect boyfriend, the perfect man, the perfect partner, whoever. Because this can be in reverse.
That's true.
It doesn't have to be just a guy. This can be in reverse. It can be the perfect partner just coming over, doing all the things, saying all the nice words, kiki, laughing with the parents, everybody loves them. And then you pay them or you cash at them or Venmo or Zelle or whatever payment method you have. And then when the next time your parents ask, yo, what happened to so-and-so? Now you have to say, it just didn't work out. And you're just going to do the same thing every single year, depending on your
status? I don't know. Maybe you could rent. I don't know. This was just a guy version. Mm. The girl version is similar, except for the silver package. You could wear a dress and do a casual glam. Mm. For the gold package, you could have 4 hours with a dress, full glam, and play with your niece and nephews, if you have any. Mm. And the platinum is 6 hours, dress, full glam, full shoes. She'll bring a dish and she'll help clean afterwards.
So why is the...
I'm about to go and put myself out there. I can make a cool $500 easy and get food.
Why is the highest... I'm perplexed why the highest...
Cleaning is the highest, right?
I'm perplexed why the highest package for the women involves only 6 hours, while for the guy it's all day. It's the time commitment for me.
It's because she gotta make moves somewhere else. What's wrong with you? Are you dumb? Checks to collect.
It's the double standards for me, but
it's the support the black business for me. Okay,
support black.
How about you do that? Yes. How about you do that? Wow. I don't understand why you don't do that.
Hey, whoever wants to get their coin in this way, if you want to be an Uber date, then fine by me. It's creative. It makes sense. If you have the time commitment to do all these things, then go for it. If you get 2 booze during the day, that's at max 700. Depending on who you are or what you're doing. So, hey, do what you gotta do. But as long as the check doesn't bounce, then...
check? You better give me Zelle.
Zelles can bounce,
too. Quick pay.
There are scammers out here.
Wow, who do you deal with?
There are scammers out here, okay?
Zelles bounce? I thought it was instantaneously into your account. This is the promise Zelle gives me.
Once again, there are people out here faking the funk. You could scam anything. Doesn't matter. But the point is, just don't get caught out here. That's all. But yes, but at the same time, if you do need a rent a date or rent a boo, and you're willing to have the coin, and if this is something that people do, then go. If not, then, you know, sometimes finding a good friend who's willing just to go with you just to break that tension from family is also nice as well.
See, with that, I would either need the date that I rented to know what they're getting into, or my friend to know what they're getting into, because, you know, whenever you do like some kind of family gathering, there's always the families there that's just snapping on you, and you got to be prepared to come with the clapbacks. So I need my date to, I don't know what kind of package is above platinum, but I need my date
double
or
platinum.
Friend or something, maybe double platinum, diamond, whatever. I need you to come with the clapbacks, and you don't necessarily have to know that much information just to come back with something a little bit shady. You know what I mean? And I know we've all, you know, seen the random memes that come up when, you know, your aunt will say, are you going to start having kids? And then you say, when are you going to stop having kids? You know, you need somebody and your back burner to come up and say something along those lines just to support you. So I don't need you to tell me you love me or help my mom clean. I need you to be there to fight on the front lines when it's going down in the danger zone.
You need somebody with you shooting in the gym. Gotcha. I mean, the ultimate clapback these days is like, yo, that's why X caught COVID. Ooh.
That's kind of morbid. Yeah.
Probably that's a little too much clap.
It's, it's kind of... It's not really a clap back.
I mean, it does shut down
the conversation. It's like a death wish, like, you know.
It shuts down the conversation, much. Though. It definitely changes the tide of the conversation. But yeah, no, please do not clap back by using COVID. That's constantly too soon. Don't do that. But, you know, these days, I mean, especially, you know, with quarantine and, you know, this being like a year and change later, people are certainly going to have the same type of opinions, like, oh, you're gaining some weight, or, oh, you're still this, or, oh, you don't have a job. But, yeah, don't let those people stop you from being great.
How would you clap back to that?
I don't know. It's hard. Thankfully, I don't have family that is that shady or that.
What? You come from...
Let me rephrase.
How do you not have an ounce of shade?
Let me rephrase. Thankfully, I don't associate with family that is shady. Big difference. My immediate family, we are all good. The external family, the aunts, the aunts, the aunt clan, I can't even tell you the last time I physically saw an aunt in the face. Because we just don't deal with them and their shenanigans. But, you know, I don't miss those days. So, it's all good in the hood as far as I'm concerned. But if y'all still dealing with problematic family members and y'all ain't blocked them in real life yet, then you're just asking for it at this point. We are all grown. We're all grown. You don't have to take the abuse.
I love a good spiciness.
Oh,
it keeps it entertaining. There's a few clapbacks that I enjoy personally, and I chuckle every single time I see them. So I'll read a few off.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
Your aunt, let's say your auntie would say something like, you know, tattoos are a lifetime commitment, and your clapback would instantaneously be, but your marriage wasn't.
Oh, that is harsh.
Wait, was that harsh at all?
That was just a you know, I guess that was just like a kickoff. That was just a simmer, you know. It gets worse, I'm sure.
Another one, and this, oh man, I wish I said this when I was younger. So your aunt would say, isn't that your fourth piece of pie? And then you said, damn, you on your fourth baby daddy.
Welp.
Yeah,
but see, you know, the thing is with these clapbacks, and depending on the type of family, clapbacks could result in licks. So you might not want to be too fresh in the mouth because you think you got one over, but then next thing you know, your mama's pulling you in the coat room And now you're getting, you know, licks up and down the street. So, yeah, clap back with caution. That's all I'm saying. But granted, once again, we're adults now. We're not children. So, we can get
away. Well, now that you say that we're not children, one of your family members might say, I see the attitude didn't go away. And then you just calmly say, I see your husband did. And that's nothing rude. You didn't really say anything rude. These clapbacks are not rude. And it's not, you know... Yeah, you didn't lie, so it's...
You didn't lie.
It's definitely a backhand if you were younger, but me and my mature age now, I'm at an age where I don't give a fuck no more. Like, I've cut off so many of my family members, which is... It's liberating for me, because I realized it was toxic.
But I thought we've evolved.
But I'm evolving to make sure that I'm happy first. Gotcha. I didn't do that before. Before, I used to just keep my mouth shut and like, all right, whatever, it's my family.
You weren't
That's
equipped.
A whole other topic.
We weren't equipped to realize the importance of, you know, removing toxic family from your life. So, yeah, I get it.
Exactly. When I was younger, it was always, why you don't lose some weight? And I would just be like, why you ain't lose your husband who's cheating on you? Like, why are you still here? Like, why is my weight a problem for you? Auntie, you supposed to love me unconditionally. And you're sitting there wondering why I'm eating this. Maybe I shouldn't have come. And then I don't even want to come to Thanksgiving. So
there it goes.
That's why a lot of people just get cut off. Do you think having a clapback is a start of a cutoff?
The clapbacks is definitely an indicator that someone's bitter. And, you know, and the thing is that, you know, it comes from jealousy. It comes from... all these other things, you know, when people start getting at you, it's just like a sign of superiority in that moment. But yes, no, a clapback is needed to humble. They need some humble pie right next to their mac and cheese. So I feel like clapbacks are important, especially now, because once again, we're grown. We are going through enough, especially in these days and ages. Do not be afraid to clap back to your toxic family. What they gonna do? No one's going to beat you in your grown age. So you might as well.
I mean, there's some families who do the fisticuffs no matter what age.
If you got a scrap. Catch it. If you got a scrap next to the turkey wings, then scrap away. But, I mean, look, it's just at this point, we're too grown to take this type of abuse. We're too grown. Yeah, we shouldn't be able to. Speaking of, things that come up. I know that outside of like clapbacks, there are certain conversations that should and should not be brought up during the holidays. For me personally, I don't want to talk about vaccines this year. I don't want to talk about, this whole COVID thing's a hoax and who's taking the vaccine.
You think that's going to be brought up at your house?
1,000%. I don't want to get into specifics, but I just hope a certain person does not bring up the conversation, because the way that my center is set up is the moment this person says anything remotely related to any of that, I'm simply going to have to get stupid, and it's going to make people very uncomfortable, but I just don't care, because I'm fed up. I am currently fed up with this person. So I'm really hoping that everyone just behaves on their best behavior.
This person is in your family?
This person is affiliated with my family through a sibling.
Okay.
So let's just hope that this particular person is behaving themselves. Because I am not standing for any of their shenanigans this year.
Oh my goodness.
There's going to be no agreeing to disagree. It's going to be flat out disagree. That's it. I'm not playing nice politics. That is the only method of violence that I will be engaging in if something does occur or if something is said that is not to my liking. But other than that, it's going to be a great holiday. It's going to be fun. Everyone's going to have a good time.
I do hope so. I do hope so.
It's going to be fantastic. Everyone's going to have fun.
Yes, I'm praying.
But yeah, but definitely, I just don't want to talk vaccines. I don't want to I mean, yes, COVID is always going to be a topic.
All this played out.
I don't want to talk about, like, COVID, like, oh, how much people have died this time. And I don't want to talk about politics. Politics is never fun to talk around the table.
So what are some fun topics that you want to talk about at the table?
Well, what we should talk about is, you know, things that we're thankful for, what are the plans for the next year, maybe. Kind of talk about, you know, what we've been up to, if we haven't seen each other in a while. Probably talk about some fun, hot topics that are, you know, happening that we could all just kind of chime in on and have a light banter. You know, talk about, it's always good to go down nostalgia road, talk about some old memories, some old stuff, like, yo, remember back in the day when we used to ABC? Like, that's always something that families could do. That's always fun and lighthearted.
Only the good times, though.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yes, no one's going to talk about when Auntie cheated on Uncle with other Uncle. Okay. We're not going to do that this year. But
we could. What year did you do it?
I didn't say me. I'm just saying, for example, these things could happen. So, you know, those are the things that shouldn't. What about you? Do you agree with that list of topic do's and don'ts or shoulds and shouldn'ts?
I like to do that. I also like to, what my family likes to do is kick off the season with parang music, and we like to sing and dance and kind of like a karaoke thing.
I miss parang.
Drink and sing at the top of our voice and say, hooray, hooray, hurrah, Jesus Christ is coming, and all that good stuff. Or, I want a piece of pork, because we love pork. That's our song.
Yes, you've mentioned pork multiple times.
And I want my brush, give me my brush. We sing everything, we drink, we laugh, we talk about old stories about what my dad and my mom did in the Caribbean, what my aunt used to do. They make jokes about what went wrong last year for whatever they cooked and how they fixed it this year. Or the one year they tried to do this and this person messed it up, or no, this person can't cook this, and we all laugh about it. It's just talking about nothing and everything at the same time.
I love those type of, you know, family combos, you know, just sitting around, talking shit, talking good times, and just keep it light and hearted, because the world's already harsh enough. So let's just keep it nice and chill and simple and fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what are you thankful for?
Oh, what am I thankful for this year? Well, I'm thankful for, you know, having a roof over my head.
That's always good.
This year, you know, it's still kind of not shocks me, but it still kind of surprises me, like, yo, I moved out of my, you know, family house, and now I have my own space. So I'm very thankful for the space and being able to afford it and furnish it. I'm thankful for being gainfully employed. I know a lot of people, you know, suffered with employment this year, from last year to this year, so thankful for that. I'm thankful for my partner. I'm thankful for her entering my life and for us, you know, moving things along to the next level. I'm thankful for, I mean, those are like the three major things, to be honest. I'm just thankful that I'm able to kind of see this point and for us to see a new year. Granted, under the umbrella of a, you know, Panasonic, but still. What about you? What are you thankful for, Rove?
I am thankful to find peace. I always talk about my evolution, but I also realize that I am who I am, and I've learned to give myself a lot of grace and humility instead of being so hard on myself. I'm thankful for that. Of course, I'm always thankful for my parents. I am thankful for my friends, the families that I have, the friends that turn into family. I'm thankful for all my godchildren. My godson was born this January this year. Then my goddaughter had her first birthday, then my godson had his sixth birthday. I don't have any children on my own, so I am living vicariously through them and my baby mamas. I'm just thankful that I had the opportunity to move to a new city without looking back, because some people don't have that opportunity to do that. And I'm thankful that I don't look my age.
Yes, you don't. Black don't crack. It doesn't crack. It just glows.
And you know what else I'm thankful for? I wasn't thankful for it before, but I'm thankful for my singleness. It's kudos to y'all in relationships. I am just sick and tired of trying to share my space with someone and be vulnerable and completely intimate with them, because it's hard. And I can't do that with anyone. And I think I'm happy that I had this time to allow myself to not try to, because I was always a big dater. I was going out on dates. I'm happy that I've allowed myself to not go out on dates, because my worth is worth so much more than just randomly dating without a purpose, just to see if I could find someone who likes me.
Word. Yeah. And it's important to remember that singleness is not a sentence. So I'm really happy that you said that.
I'm happy that, you know, I am single, and then I could spend all my money on myself. Misery, misery, mood. It sounds so bad.
No, I'm like, not at all.
You ever saw that Dave Chappelle meme with the crown on? And he has all the money just fanning? That's how I feel. Like, I got to take him out on dates. His birthday, he want a vacation, and he really likes this cologne. And I'm like, oh my God. But I'm not there yet. I know that, and I was literally sitting about this. I was like, I love my alone time. I love my independence so much. It'll be so hard for somebody to infiltrate that and make me, if you can make me feel happy, like how I'm happy by myself, then you've won. But I know the right person will want to make me feel that way. I would want to trick on him. I would want to spoil him. I want to do all of that stuff. I haven't met that yet, so.
Well, I am praying that happens for you whenever.
I like my money still. So.
I was going to say whenever you're ready for it. All right. Also, and I don't want to come off cheesy, but no, I am also thankful for you, Rove. I'm thankful for this
platform. Oh, that's so sweet.
Only because, to be very transparent, there are some days where, you know, I just kind of think about what we do here and in our conversations and just kind of the podcast in itself. And some days I'm just like, do I even have it in me to keep the show going? But you certainly help to motivate me and keep me going. So I am thankful for you and your contributions to this platform.
Do you mean that?
I do. No, I'm serious. I'm talking from the heart that I have. So yeah, I really am thankful.
Okay, Mr. Grinch.
Ay, ay, ay. Let's not get that narrative out there. Thank you. I am thankful for you just helping me to keep going with this platform when some days just feel like, what's the use? And other days just feel like, this is a lot of work. But yeah, so thankful for you being my tag team partner on this. So yeah.
You're welcome.
No sensitivity. All right.
Thank you for that.
You might as well just hit me with a thumbs up. Just like, cool. Good story, bro.
Like I always do.
Right.
I'm not even going to go there. I still need to evolve.
All right. I don't even know what to talk about. All right. Well then.
You know what? Not to go off on a complete tangent.
No.
That felt like an I love you, like when you're dating someone, and they're supposed to say I love you back.
But then instead they say, thank you.
It's me, not you.
Right. Hey, look, I get it.
I'm getting there. We'll get there. We'll find our space to be in sync.
Yes, but for now, I appreciate you receiving my words. I'm not even mad. I see.
Why would you be mad?
I just said I'm not even mad. I was just saying.
I feel like you're convincing yourself. Okay, that's what it's giving me.
This I'm not is mad. Time I'm for not mad. For this in the holidays, okay? So peace and blessings to all.
And that's to all a good night.
There it is. And on that note, we will wrap it up there. Thank you all for listening. I hope your Thanksgivings and your holidays in general coming up are great. I hope you don't have to deal with the bullshit shenanigans that the holidays tend to bring up. If you are alone, you know, enjoy it alone if you can, or if you can enjoy it with friends. A good Friendsgiving doesn't hurt anybody. You know, as we said just now, single is not a sentence, so don't put yourself in that box. And yeah, you know, just wishing y'all eat good, live good, be good, and be thankful.
Have a great Thanksgiving, yeah.
Word. Yeah, so Rove, where can they find us?
You can find us on all streaming platforms. You know, we are on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. SIPODcast is our handle. And also, you guys, send us emails. We would like to hear from you guys. Okay? Send us emails. SOPHIGpodcast@gmail.com. Send all those emails. Send them all. Yes. Where are we? Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud. We need to get on Pandora because that's my favorite streaming platform.
Pandora has a podcast?
Yes, they do.
I didn't know. No, I seriously didn't know. I'm not. That's not shade.
They do.
I don't listen to Pandora, so I wouldn't know.
I'm letting you know because I listen to Pandora.
All right, so get us on Pandora, son.
Okay. Yeah, I will. But you can listen to us on there as well, too.
Fantastic. Yes. Yeah, even slide in our DMs when it comes to questions, or if you want to just shout us out and say, love the show, that we appreciate that as well. Please. Rate us on Apple Podcast. Give us some stars and let us know we're doing a good job.
I think we have stars. I literally just saw the podcast stars and it's like 4.3, I think.
Right. Yeah. I mean, more reviews definitely helps. So, you know, rating and reviewing the show helps us. So please do so.
It helps us. Let us help us so we can help you. Circle of life.
There it is. All right, y'all. Thanks again for listening.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, hogs, dogs.
Why didn't you correct? Why didn't you say?
Chicken. You name it.
You could have done that in the beginning of the episode and saved.
I just wanted to let you live in your truth. You like those words? You use it all the time, right? Wow. You like that? Wow. That spin? Living your truth.
Just made me look like Boo Boo the Fool out here.
But I did not. You did that.
So. Oh, thank you. I did to myself.
Wow. We're here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to us. We hope that your holiday season will be filled with love and thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. See you next
time. Bye!
Say goodbye, Ruby.
Bye, Ruby.